lion flicked his tail. Jack and Annie froze. When his tail was still again, they moved again. Suddenly, high-pitched laughter split the air. Jack and Annie stopped. The hyenas were back. They were standing off to the side, watching Jack and Annie. Jack and Annie made silent monster faces and shook their fists, but the hyenas only laughed some more. The big lion stirred lazily. He opened his golden eyes. Jack felt the hair rise on the back of his neck, but he didn't move an inch. The lion lifted his head and yawned. His giant teeth gleamed in the sunlight. The lion turned his head as he looked around sleepily. Jack held his breath as the lion's gaze rested on him. The lion sat straight up. His piercing yellow eyes met Jack's. Jack's heart raced. His mind raced. He remembered something he'd read. Lions avoid giraffes. Jack looked around. There was a giraffe walking toward the tree that the magic treehouse was in. Suddenly, he had a new plan. "Get under that giraffe," he whispered. "Now you're the one who's nuts," Annie whispered back. But Jack grabbed her hand. He pulled her over to the giraffe and underneath it. The giraffe's legs were so long, Jack and Annie could stand up under it. Jack's head barely brushed the giraffe's golden belly. The tall creature froze for a few seconds. Then she moved slowly toward the tree. Jack and Annie walked in the same rhythm as the giraffe. They got closer and closer to the treehouse and closer to the pride of lions. The big lion had stood up. He watched them moving under the giraffe. When the rope ladder was just a few feet away, Jack and Annie dashed out from under the giraffe to the rope ladder. Annie scrambled up first. Jack followed right behind her. As they climbed, the lion growled and leaped at the ladder. The hyenas laughed. Jack climbed faster than he'd ever climbed. He leaped after Annie into the treehouse. Annie had already unrolled the scroll. The riddle was gone. In its place was one shimmering word: honey. Jack grabbed the Pennsylvania book. He opened it and found the picture of the Frog Creek Woods. "I wish we could go there," he said. Just then, the giraffe stuck her head through the window. "Bye, honey," said Annie, and she kissed the giraffe on the nose. The wind started to blow. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still. Absolutely still. Chapter 10. After Lunch. Jack opened his eyes. His heart was still racing. Hyena laughter still rang in his ears.
"We made it," said Annie.
"Yes," said Jack, "but it was very close." Jack took another moment to calm down. Then he pulled the Africa book out of his pack and put it with the other books. Annie put the scroll with the other two scrolls.
"The giraffe was the true honey on that trip," she said. "Sweet and golden with danger all around it."
"Yep," Jack said. "And now we have just one riddle to go."
"Yep," said Annie. "Ready?"
"Ready." She started down the